White, Loma Linda, California, May 13, 1907. Elder W.C. White. Dear son Willie, we have just returned to Loma Linda. We felt it to be our duty to visit San Pasquale and Escondido, where we had never been before. We had telephoned to Dr. Judson, and two teams from San Pasquale met us at Escondido Station. Brother Olmsted urged us to stay with him overnight, and I did indeed feel tired. But when I thought of Sister Judson's driving back alone, I decided that it was better to go on with them. I spent Friday at Dr. Judson's, and on Sabbath spoke in the little church near her house. Many had come over from Escondido, and the house was packed full. I was surprised to see Brother Oswald Stowell walk in and take a seat near the front. I was glad to see him and gave him a hearty handshake. The Lord gave me freedom in speaking from the 15th chapter of John. I hope that the words spoken will have a good effect. A work needs to be done in San Pasquale and Escondido. Our brethren are giving themselves too much to the tilling of the land, and the truth has not had the attention it should have. Doris and Sister Gotzian missed the train at Oceanside and were driven over to Escondido. They reached Brother Olmsted's at 11:30 and stayed there till the next day. Doris spoke to the church at San Pasquale Friday evening, also evening after the Sabbath, and Brother Ballinger preached Sabbath afternoon at San Pasquale. And at Escondido Sunday evening, he spoke on some of the signs of Christ's second coming. Sunday forenoon, Dr. Judson drove us over to Escondido to the home of Brother Olmsted. I was interested to learn that Brother Olmsted was acquainted with us when your father was alive. He spoke of meetings and incidents that happened 30 years ago. He has two sons at Fernando attending the school, both preparing to take up missionary work. I read a letter from one who expects to take up the ministry. It was written intelligently and modestly. I was surprised to find that there were so many in the neighborhood with whom I was acquainted. I would have been pleased to have visited with them all, but I knew that this was out of the question, for I was carrying heavy burdens for Paradise Valley and was obliged to save my strength for speaking in the afternoon. Our meeting in Escondido was marked by the special influence of the Spirit of God. I had good freedom in speaking from 2 Peter chapter 1. I spoke decidedly upon the subject of living upon the plan of addition, adding grace to grace. I dealt with the temperance question and urged the necessity of overcoming every intemperate habit. The church was crowded, many being from the outside. Brother Ballinger told me there were three ministers present, one a Christian minister, one a Baptist, and one a Congregational. All listened with the deepest interest. I felt that our visit to these two churches had proved a great blessing. Sister Gotzian visited a brother and Sister Buckley at Escondido, who had $1,200 in the bank. Sister Gotzian told them of the needs of Paradise Valley, and they consented to lend $1,000 to the institution. Brother Ballinger and Sister Gotzian remained till Tuesday morning, that they might visit some of the people with means. Monday morning we took the train for Loma Linda. We changed cars at Oceanside, Orange, and Colton, and reached our destination at about 2:30. I have had a talk with Brother Burden since coming here. He has told me about the meeting of the U at Redlands and the openings it has created for Dr. Starr. He feels decidedly that now is the time to work Redlands and Riverside and San Bernardino. Now I must take a little rest. I find traveling on the cars, especially where there are so many changes, is very tiring. Tuesday morning, May 13th. I have a beautiful view looking east from my windows. Now at 5 o'clock the sun is shining brightly. I am glad the weather is warmer here than it has been where we have been. I am glad to be here, for I feel more at home. Brother Burden has arranged for me to speak at Redlands next Sabbath. Then I will make an appointment to speak at Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon. I will write you more later.